Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it. Welcome again here on Circles of Change, and staying in that same vein of wellness and thinking of taking care of ourselves here in 2013, it's a real pleasure to have a repeat guest coming back who came on, actually it was a year ago, Firuza Marabani. Welcome to the show again.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
You bet. Let me introduce Firuza. She's the founder of the Acupuncture and Allergy Clinic here in Tucson, a psychology graduate of the University of Michigan with a master's in child development and family relations, though Firuza's career goals were set on family counseling. It was her own mid-90s journey, though, to overcome disabilities related to Lyme disease to restore her own balance and health, in other words, though, that closed her first career door but opened a new door now to integrative medicine. Firuza completed a three-year postgraduate program at the Arizona School of Acupuncture and Oriental Medicine in 1999, and today has continued to build her business to help people detox safely with minimal stress or healing crises. She applies the principles of Oriental medicine to a biofeedback system called the electrodermal or electroacupuncture screening to guide then the prescription of homeopathic and herbal remedies. So back to this new doors, though, both literally and figuratively, they've opened now for Firuza's expanding practice as she's moved to a new location from the clinic's founding space of some 15 years ago. She's now off of Swan, just south of Sunrise, as of just a couple days, as a matter of fact, with terrific views of the Catalina Mountains. And I should know that because I was there with my son and my daughter yesterday. They both went in for a start of semester tune-up, I'll call it. So congratulations. How are you dealing with boxes, dust, whatever, as getting relocated?
Well, we had no time off this holiday season. We have opened everything up. Our credit card machine crashed on Thursday, late afternoon. Our stereo system crashed too. They have to be replaced, so we are dealing with that. But the move went very smoothly. The process of finding the space, that was amazing. Coming across the right people at the right time, yeah. Finding them and having them be caring and nice and kind, and having things work out. And even the movers, they were amazing.
You know, it's a big decision, though, if you take us back just to the whole thought. Here you've been in the same location for almost 15 years.
Yes.
And then to say, you know, something's telling me, or there are other signals that are saying it's time to go do something different.
Yes.
And you know, let alone the physical daunting task of packing things up and then letting all your clients know there's a new address to come to and so on. But to realize that that door closing, or just the options you explored, that's been part of rejuvenating things.
Yes. The space I was in felt right up to 3 years ago. And 3 years ago, I noticed, it's small. It's getting small. It's not right. The lighting wasn't right in it. And it's all part of growth. And I can't imagine why I didn't notice it before. And it was comfortable.
Well, that's why.
For all these years.
Because it was comfortable.
Yeah.
And even though something might start to feel uncomfortable, it's like that favorite pair of shoes that you wear.
Yes.
Suddenly you wonder, why am I suffering from plantar fasciitis? It's probably because your shoes broke down. But to go and take that step of, to go find another pair. And, you know, it's just that process.
Yeah. So I did speak to my landlord a year prior to see if we could make changes, yet it never worked out time-wise for him, for me. And so I found this place, 5501 North Swan, by accident. And my neighbors have been telling me, you have the best spot. It has the view. But it wasn't available when we moved in. So I know it's meant to be. So it's flowing very right. I have great people all around me, and we are settling in well.
That's great.
What's interesting is that we have had a full day Thursday, and Friday afternoon we had our full day, and people come in and they are they feel better being in this space. So when I do my testing on people, initially everything is better, and then I ask them, how are you? That's when the readings drop on my computer. So I know this is wonderful to see. That shows how our space affects the way we feel.
Oh, so, it really
yeah,
does.
It and the way is. The energy flows and everything is said can make one feel better or clutter.
Well,
yeah.
And you know, because you're a Midwesterner, and I spent years back in Michigan as well, is particularly some time of year like about now,
yes,
the seasonal disorders of no sunshine in other parts of the country really hit you. So
yes.
The fact that we've got sunshine here and that you've got now
yes.
a view of the mountains, that's a double enhancement.
That's amazing, yes. And when I first visited the spot, I was giggling the entire time in there, and I said, this is such a happy place, and it was the mountains and the sunshine.
Well, it also tells us that, too, yeah. when you were encountering roadblocks in your previous situation, mm-hmm. they were more signposts
yes.
to tell you to move on, not necessarily to stop anything.
Yes.
Well, let's take our listeners, for those who aren't familiar with, first off, acupuncture in general, but more importantly, the non-invasive approach you have with acupuncture with the use of technology.
Technology, yes, the biofeedback, the EAB machine I use. I had a little boy there yesterday who has an autoimmune disorder who he develops tumors, and he has a brain tumor, and they wanted to operate, and he came and he was crying, I don't want to be touched. They had just done a scan and it was invasive, and so we were looking for a way to shrink the tumor or make it be a size where they did not need to operate, because apart from some occasional personality changes, he did not have seizures or mm-hmm. any other emergencies. So once I explained to him what it was, and he touched things and felt things, and that's where my child development background came back in to allow him to pick and choose and allow me, give me permission, try it on me, he was, wow, okay, I'm excited to do this, you know. So it's I sometimes call it the needle-less acupuncture,
sure.
needle-free.
needle-free. Well, and I tell you, for many of us who didn't have the advantage of being exposed to integrative medicine or other holistic approaches, there's almost a natural cynicism right out of the chute saying, well, no, that's the stuff that was in voodoo in the
yes,
movies.
Yeah.
But when you sit down and sit up in a chaise lounge with your feet kicked up
yes.
and now staring at the mountains with the right music, and you just have a simply hold a resonating device in one hand
mm-hmm.
and then explain the
what
use of
happens?
The probes.
Well, once I touched the acupuncture points with a probe, which is not sharp or does not have a needle on it, then I create a closed circuit so I can measure the electrical field from different organs in different areas. And the organs on the average put out about 400 hertz. So we can measure what organ is not or area is not putting out 400 hertz. And even though this is not familiar, a familiar way of figuring things out, Western medicine, it's physics. Basically, they can measure right. energy, so we can do that. The government, my machine had been used by the government some years ago, way before we used them, and they'd used it to measure different things and figure out different things that they needed to do. So it's possible. And so once you know what's not working properly, you can stimulate the function of the organ, and by giving homeopathic drops or herbal remedies, and see how much better the body does on its own. It can heal itself rather than supplementing, giving things that the body is not making or absorbing. So give the body a chance, stimulate it to do what it needs to do.
And we should be clear that this idea of your the touch points are merely on our hands.
On hands and toes.
And our toes.
Yeah.
Hands and our toes. So when Faruja connects that to understanding what might be going on with your lungs, your lower intestine, and so on,
yes.
very non-invasively, although as I know you told my daughter, is the first time is now, when you see these levels come down and look low, don't be concerned. This is some other mechanism. We're going to now boost it up.
Yes, and oftentimes we have a domino effect on one organ affecting the other. So what happens, the body, eventually everything, by giving the homeopathic remedies, the body can reverse that domino effect and everyone else is doing well, and the drops oftentimes are helping to contain the issue and allow the organ where it started at, or the area it started at, to heal itself. Sometimes it takes longer, sometimes it happens very quickly.
Yeah, I can testify to that very quickly. My teenage daughter, freshman in high school, under a lot of stress in that first semester of high school, of course, and just really having stomach aches every morning. Mm-hmm. And while her conventional pediatrician wanted to prescribe her taking an adult laxative, which I was shocked by, and I said, you know, this is not the approach we want to take. And her merely spending 10 minutes with you after you eased her into understanding what not to be spooked by, or to cope with perhaps some of that movie cynicism, for you to say simply a question, well, based on what I'm looking at, Dorda, did you ever have pneumonia?
Yeah.
And indeed she had last year and was still carrying that with her.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she had not completely recovered. The lung was not putting 400 hertz out. And the lung is related to skin and kidneys in Chinese medicine. And then the kidneys support the right kidney actually supports the peristalsis, and then there's a digestive issue that would come up. But also the digestion. And so she had a hypofunctioning of the digestive system going on. So by helping all that, everything else came back into...
And as I would, balance. We called Faruja 2 days later, and Jordan said, stomach aches are gone, starting this, the regimen that she offered. And most certainly over the 6 week course, she hasn't had a single incident of it. And, you know, just added the simple taking of drops under her tongue to assist her in that process.
Yes.
And I think, as you said a year ago when you talked to us, is that it's up to us as patients to ask our practitioners what and why they're doing it. And then use our own judgment when it's appropriate to go serve alternative means.
Yes.
I was speaking with a woman yesterday who commented about two friends of hers that had been lamenting infertility challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And both of them had gone to see acupuncturists
mm-hmm.
that brought them into alignment. And
yes.
They now have healthy young children.
Young children. Yes, that's exactly. In Chinese medicine, the uterine lining has to be healthy. And that has to do with the liver and the blood volume, and then also the kidneys, which stimulate the pituitary and balance the hormones to carry a pregnancy to a healthy term. Yeah. So it can happen. Usually with acupuncture and herbs, it's about 6 months or less.
So your client base then spans all generations. Right? And
yes.
All sorts of people.
Yeah.
And, you know, I get a sense from you that you've got that scientific mind that's one of this, well, what am I going to find here? And how am I going to drill down on the very simple data you surfaced and try to connect all the dots?
Yes. My regret is that I haven't, approaching 50s, I haven't had time to go to medical school and have both, you know, backgrounds to be able to integrate. But then I have learned enough to be able to understand what's going on from that direction. In Chinese medicine, there are 12 organs and 12 imbalances, 12 meridians, I should say. Yeah. And so all of the diagnosis of Western medicine falls within those 12 imbalances. So it's once you know a little bit of it, like the autoimmune disorder, kidneys are the immune system, the base of all inherited weaknesses and strengths. So that would be the kidneys. You know, so you work eventually with the kidneys to support the person. So it is a great opportunity to have some of that background, but with Chinese medicine to tie it into together and understand what's going on.
First, with the amount of challenge we have nationwide, I think I saw a statistic that said since 1950, on average, people weigh 25 more pounds mm-hmm. these days than they did then. And, you know, it isn't but maybe 15 years ago, we used to walk mm-hmm. 8 miles a day.
Yes.
And we don't have nearly that in our life. So as you sit as a practitioner of integrative medicine and working with the various clients, Have you seen that shift then also in your clients, that how much more of what you do also has to get them into the whole space of movement, exercise, and nutrition?
Yes, eventually when the body comes into balance, the concept of Chinese medicine, the principles of Chinese medicine focus on the qi, the energy moving. When it's moving, you're healthy. When it's stagnant, things sit and fluids collect, fluids congeal, they become phlegm, they become fat, they become tumors, they become all sorts of hardened matter in the body, plaque, and so you have to somehow move the qi. What I do with the homeopathic drops and herbs is help to break down what's there and then, get the person to move it. So sometimes the person doesn't have as much time, so we add some certain herbs to tonify and get them moving. But eventually, diet that is not, that's light, that is not high in fat, things, and then balancing them, the elements, the sweet and sour and bitter, because all those tastes are different elements and they have different movements in forming the energetic of the food. So they all make a difference in the way the energy moves in the body. So let's say if you ate the right food, you might not need to walk, 8 miles. You might, 1 mile would be fine.
But I think it also, those circles back to this whole mindfulness and care we need to take mm-hmm. about the food that we eat as well. And
yeah. It all goes back to there, because when I do my twice a year checkups, it is obvious when a person is not doing that versus a person who is doing it. Like your daughter, healthy diet, healthy lifestyle. You saw within 6 weeks she was completely balanced.
I think the other interesting thing, too, was that you advised her to eat raw vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the other nuance that, for those, again, who are listening perhaps for the first time, being exposed to acupuncture and holistic approaches, homeopathic herbs, that there's a big distinction between cooked and raw, and most certainly way on the other side, processed foods.
Yes.
Or anything that comes in a bag, as we say, that we need to be mindful of.
Which is, processed food is dead. Basically, there's no life to it, so it doesn't do anything in the body. So there's qi missing, so that's not going to move. That's going to sit. And that those are the foods that don't get your nutrients from, and then the energetics of the body go out of balance. Raw foods, they recommend in winter time or when it's cold, in our season here in Arizona, to help the body digest by steaming it, cooking it a little bit, so it's digested, the enzymes are released, so it's digested more easily. So it's about getting the nutrients, because during cold season, the body rebuilds, the kidneys are rebuilding, that's your constitution for the rest of the year. In spring and fall, you cleanse, so that's when you can go to raw foods and alkalinize that way and allow the organs to cleanse, because that's when the liver and the large intestine and lung and stomach are in charge, so they can process and shift things. In summer is a good time to do raw foods too, because we are so hot here. That's the fire element. It's time for the heart and small intestine is there, so that's why we can do the raw foods. And hormones and neurotransmitters fall in that category. In winter time, though, the health of the heart and the neurotransmitters and hormones and blood volume in the body has to really do with how we treat our body during the winter season.
So is it any wonder, thus, that we are so much more susceptible to flus?
Yes, and because the body is in
a restored
dormant
state. Yeah, dormant state.
Dormant state, trying to recover and build qi and energy. It's conserving energy for the rest of the year. And that's why allergies oftentimes come up in spring. That's the body cleansing
and reawakening
everything else that it has been exposed to. And I called my clinic, I inserted the allergy name in there, because too often people who say they've never had allergies and they come, they have allergies, the body's trying to cleanse a microorganism out.
Yes, and in fact, that would be probably the most startling thing for those who take advantage of the type of acupuncture you prescribe, is to hear you use the words, you have an amoeba, a parasite, or a bacteria.
Yes.
And by the way, it's been in your body for years, and you're thinking, do I get rid of it? You envision a whole lot of things, particularly my 18-year-old son said, you know, Dad, is it's going to grow even bigger? So, yeah.
Yeah. No, well, in my scope of practice, I'm not allowed to diagnose like you have. I pick up the frequencies of such things.
So you suspect.
Yes. And no, it's not going to grow larger. I mean, it's so you reduce the load, and we all have a load in our body of bacteria, virus, and fungus, and parasites. However, when we want to be healthy, or we are suffering from an imbalance, it's good to lower the load in the body, because we get exposed all the time.
Yeah, we do, particularly here out in the desert, and if you're in outdoor living as well. For those of you just tuned in, and also those who might be listening to say, boy, I really know here's an expert I need to talk to, I highly commend you to visit with Fairuza Mirabani. You can go to acupunctureallergyclinic.com, or Fairuza's phone number is 520-991-5891. Again, it's acupunctureallergyclinic.com, 520-991-5891. And their new location is on the southwest corner of Sunrise and Swan, here in the foothills of Tucson. First, back to the introduction I gave to you, of course, is that you kind of fell into this whole field, self-diagnosing, and even trying to understand that you even had Lyme disease.
Yes. I was fortunate to meet a lady who was visiting from England. She was using the same system that I'm using now. And on her last days visiting from England, I ended up seeing her. My acupuncturist sent me there because she was fed up with me going up and down with my health.
Yeah.
And every time she came to visit, she treated me, you know, and I was exposed to the way this was done. Well, within 8 weeks of my first treatment with her, I was better. I had suffered for 4 years. So I asked her, how do I do this? I want to do this. And she suggested going back to acupuncture school, a three-year postgraduate program. And that was to understand how things work and how they're connected.
And I think I recall from your first segment with us, listeners should appreciate that the Lyme disease, as it was affecting you, as your cognitive skills,
yes,
you just couldn't get tasks done. You said you put everything out to make a sandwich, but you couldn't make the sandwich.
Yes, and I believe 15% of the population who has Lyme disease has cognitive disabilities, and 5% it attacks the heart, so they have cardiovascular issues. And depression, anxiety, some people become suicidal. It's really, really, you know, difficult. But what I had those symptoms, initially it started with a little bit of depression. I didn't know what was going on. It took about 2 years. And that's when I couldn't put things together anymore. And then I became chemically sensitive after that because my immune system was under attack. And all that went away once I got better. But I think I was very lucky to have it caught very early on, and it didn't do much damage in my body.
But like always, so many of our life stories is these things that are so difficult and challenging. It was almost like it was a gift for the new life that you have now, and certainly the life, literally and figuratively, you're enabling in the people that enjoy coming to your clinic.
Yes, exactly. And that's my experience with many things that happen here. As you mentioned, you encouraged me to become a sponsor, and I know there is a meaning in that. I had not thought about it, and I believe, just like my illness, I'm falling into things I need to do. I need to do them. So.
Yeah. Which, by the way, for our listeners, Fairuza and her clinic are a new sponsor of our radio show. So this isn't a one-time opportunity that we're going to be connected, that we're going to reinforce, particularly, again, with our nation's challenge on healthcare costs and the national agenda, or the international agenda, on health and wellness, and with the opportunity we have clearly with other means to live longer, more productive lives. Why not do it in a way that we're physically sound and emotionally, spiritually, everything packaged together?
Yes. That would be great. Yeah.
It's wonderful. Again, my guest and new sponsor of our show, Fairuza Mehrabani, her clinic, the Acupuncture and Allergy Clinic. It's acupunctureallergyclinic.com, 520-991-5891 in your Sunrise and Swan. And they are accepting new patients, by all means. Yeah. Exactly. Well, thank you. Congratulations on your move. Have fun getting settled. I'm sure the stereo, credit card machine, light bulbs, whatever is meant to go, you kind of shake it all out right now, right? Very good. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
You bet, and Happy New Year.
Change is chaotic. That is, unless you embrace it, going places you hadn't dreamed were possible. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, is a leadership consulting, executive coaching, and career transition firm. We help individuals make the most of their current employment situation or to step forward confidently into a career transition. Contact us at thelarsongroup.com or toll-free 1-877-544-2580. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, helping others unleash potential through transformational change. 1-877-544-2580.